Mohi Allen is with us today. Mohi's a singer, a songwriter, also a kaimahi in the mental health space. We spoke about Pink Shirt Day some time ago. Really pleased to have him join us today. He's released a new waiata, which we'll share for you at the conclusion of our kōrero. Mohi, thanks for joining us on Irirangi Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, tēnā koe, te rangatira. Thank you for having me.
It's good to catch up with you. Before we talk music, can we talk mental health? Because this has been very draining, and I sense that some people, you know, were wondering whether we'd ever get out of it. Well, we're going to level three, but still unresolved issues. What would you say about the need to be conscious of the pressures that the situation's put on our collective mental health, Mohi?
Yeah, it is. It is I mean, it is unprecedented times, and I think it's a really good thing that we have moved down one level to give Tamaki Makaurau something to look forward to. But in saying that, yeah, during this time, our mental health, it's really important that we find ways to engage in positive things, whether that's heading outside for a hikoi, whether that's engaging in music, being creative. But to all our whānau out there, it is really hard. So staying connected with your whānau, staying connected with your loved ones during this time, whether that be via Zoom, whether that be within your bubble, koina ngā mea nui hei hakakipa kipa I te ngākau I tēnei wā tonu.
Tēnā koe. Well, thanks, Mohi. Mohi is a beautiful speaker with Te Reo Māori as well, but he's a great songwriter, singer. Left-handed guitarist too. Did you have to borrow guitars and learn how to play upside down?
Yeah. That's how I first learned how to play guitar. I switched the school guitar around, the strings, and then decided to play left-handed guitar, yeah.
Hey, listen, tell us about your new waiata, because you've been recording over the years. There's a bit of material up on the net, particularly on YouTube. If you Google Mohi Allen on YouTube, you'll find his waiata. But today we're talking about a new piece called Air Key. Tell us about your musical side, please, Mohi.
Yeah, so I got into music quite young. It started off in the church, so I grew up in the hāhi. And music was always a big thing that we grew up with. We had a band in school called Ngāpua Waitanga, and we composed bilingual reggae music. And then from there, just decided to do a bit of a solo act and create some of my own music. Due to lockdown, actually, last year, I decided to pick up music again and start composing, and was lucky enough to get the opportunity to jump on Waiata Nation, which is a Māori TV series, to produce your own real Māori waiata with top-tier producers and film crew. And so that was the birth of Air Key, my new waiata.
But we might know some of your music under your other guys, Mr. Ra, ne?
Yeah. So Mr. Ra was my alias beforehand. And Mr. Ra was a reggae soul artist. And so some of the music that you'll find on YouTube is Music, which is a reggae song, Hokofitu. We dropped the whole EP actually underneath that alias. So there is quite a bit of music out there, which is, it's a bit of a hooking a mahara, eh? Takes you back a little bit listening to that music.
The track Air Key's got a bit of an interesting groove, a real jazz and soul track. You've been listening to your old man's records?
Yeah, I think so. I've always been quite interested in the jazz style, and I thought I think combining reo with jazz and soul just really made sense for me, and for the way that my voice is kind of heading. I've always been inspired by artists like Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, so taking in those influences and creating a real jazz soul track, it really spoke to me. It also, I believe, spoke to the kaupapa of the waiata, which I think, the jazz style sort of carried it. So that was sort of the change in style this year.
It's neat to see. What are you making of the fact that we're seeing so much more waiata Māori being published? I mean, it can be tough on people who are trying to get their waiata tracks out when they sort of get, I don't know, jumped ahead by some of the bigger names recording in Te Reo Māori. Where do you sit with that kōrero, Mohi?
I think on one hand, it is really awesome to see so much Māori artists, New Zealand artists producing Waiata Māori, because through their production, we are, you know, normalising the language within our spaces, which is huge. And then on the other hand, it does come off quite a little bit difficult, a little bit more harder for emerging artists to push their Waiata Māori during this time. I think what's important though is that revitalization of the language. So for some of our Waiata Nation artists, producing these reel tracks has really been an awesome experience, and giving our audiences or our fan base Waiata Māori along with our English tracks is, I guess, letting that fan base into a little bit about who we are and where we come from. Both sides. I'm actually quite stoked that there are a lot more mainstream artists producing Waiata Māori, because they take our language to spaces that it hasn't been before, which is really choice and which is really awesome for our revitalisation.
You do a great job, and I love your commitment to our reo and to the mental health scene, Mohi. Really pleased to have you share some of your musical skills too. But before we play the song, you mentioned that you've had a long life in music, and there have been many people who've influenced you, and even at church and the like. Who would you like to give a plug of thanks? There might be someone who helped engineer it, or maybe made your scones while you were writing songs. I don't know. But who would you like to pass some acknowledgements to before I play Ear Key?
Yeah, first off, a big mihi to the Waiata Nation whānau for giving me the opportunity to jump on board on this kaupapa. Nathaniel Howe, Dan Martin, who produced my Waiata, Nathaniel, who created the film and the direction of the series, Pere Wihongi, Tania and the whole crew, and also a big mihi to Rahu Vors, who's my older brother, who got me into music at a young age. E mihi nui ana kia rātou katoa.
Thanks very much, Mohi. And, well, we've got just under 30 seconds. Can you introduce Te Reo Māori, your new Waiata Ear Key, please?
Oh, ka pai. Tēnā rā, koutou te whānau hakarongo mai ana, ko tēnei taku Waiata, ko Ear Key, he reo jazz, soul track. I hope you enjoy, and I hope you're bopping it on your Spotify, YouTube, and whatnot. Find it on all streaming platforms. Mauri ora.